Yo, AB, what's the craziest thing that happened to you at this point in your career?
Sometimes you see celebrity rappers. I see a red Corvette. And I look, and I'm like, oh shit, it's Wyclef. And it's a red light, so I got time to like go up to him, like, hey, yo, I rap. So I go up to him real quick, I rap, like, he don't blow me off, but he's like, yeah, yo. And he just pulls something out and he gives me a card. And he's like, I'm in a rush. If you about whatever you talking about, this is where the studio at.
So what's your process like when you're making your music and you're in the studio?
Oh, that's a good question. Like, I got my process from therapy, right? I was doing therapy and the lady was like, she said, you should journal and you should like explain how you feel every day. And I didn't really know how to do that. So I was like, all right, what about if I just make music? She was like, yeah, do that, duh.
Yeah, I seen like the last 2 years you've been making moves.
Yeah, now I've been trying, man. I'm trying to get seen. I got a dance called the Whoa Whoa.
What does the Whoa Whoa stand for?
It's an acronym. It means with or without others.
What's the biggest gem you learned?
Like, everybody want to chill, be around me. But I've been learning a lot of shit. Like, ooh, that was some crazy shit. So I would say, like, you know, everybody ain't your friend.
I'm obsessing, manifesting dreams about New York City rap chicks. I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Angel Words Podcast. It's your boy, Suave. Make sure y'all follow us on Spotify, follow us on YouTube. Shout out to the sponsors, OCW Threads, Be Out of This World, Attitude 110, where psychoeducation meets energy work, and BJ's Photography. Make sure you get those photos. And we also have, Angel has the How to Make a Dope Podcast in a Day. Make sure you get those. And follow us on www.eaalwent.com. Get your merch. Yo, and tonight we have East Harlem's own AB Slater. Welcome, my brother.
Good boy. Nice to meet you, man.
Oh. So today we're going to talk about the importance of networking and live performing. And I wanted to pick your brain. How did you get your confidence to put yourself out there?
Well, actually, I had a consultation, right? And they were like, you got the look. The music is good, but you're not really outside. You're not really like, I don't see you doing things. I don't see you around. Like, you know, you gotta be out there. You gotta put yourself out there. So, you know, I started going outside more. I started doing shows. And then I seen Fresher, the rapper Fresher, when he did a post and he was like, yeah, your net worth is your network. You gotta be outside. They gotta see you. And it just hit at the same time because I was like, wow, I was just like, you know what I'm saying? I was just told that you're not being seen. You got to be seen more. And then I see his post. So that something clicked. And then I just started going outside.
Let's get to the origins. Like, let people know where you're from.
I'm from East Harlem, mm-hmm. Spanish Harlem, man. I'm from Carver Projects, born and raised. But for the past, like, 15 joints, I've been in on 111th. So basically, like where they do the festival, the PR festival. Yeah. I'm in the festival. I live in the festival.
Yeah, I seen the Suave Menta video.
Yeah, that was down a block from my crib.
All in East Harlem.
Yeah, that was down a block. It was perfect. It was like I knew people. It was easy to get. Like, it's not like, yo, come outside, come be. They're already outside.
Yeah, I seen like the last 2 years you've been making moves.
Yeah, now I've been trying, man. I'm trying to get seen. I got a dance. I got a dance called the Whoa Whoa. Right? Yeah.
What does the Whoa Whoa stand for?
It's an acronym. It means with or without others. Because as you mentioned, you was like, I see you've been outside. Before that, that was a problem because I was relying on people to come outside with me. And it was like, oh, if somebody don't come, it's like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Paul, I'm not going to go. I'm not going there. So like that was messing up like my shit. So I came up with or without people, I'm going to go. I'm going to go to these events. And it became like a motto, like a mantra, like with or without others.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
So today you're going to do the live performances. You know what song you're going to perform today?
Yeah, I'm going to perform Dreams. I made a little joint to like, you know, try to generate a little buzz, or like a little, oh, did he say that? Mm-hmm. So basically, like, you know, the girls is like running shit right now in hip hop in general. But I just wanted to stick to New York City, like female artists who's doing it. Mm-hmm. And then I remade Biggie's joint when he was like, you know, Dreams of like, the R&B chick. So I just kept it in New York City, did a little catchy tune and like, you know, just trying to get more eyes on AB, let y'all see, you know, what I'm doing. I got a lot of joints, man. I got more songs than Tupac. So I'm trying to figure out what to do with all this music.
So what's your next steps? Like, what do you have planned for the rest of 2023 and 2024? Because I seen you have a lot lined up.
Yeah, I got the next single is going to be Push It. Like, mm-hmm. I remade Salt and Pepper, Push It. And I got my dancers. Shout out to the Passionettes. I got my dancers and Storm. She be doing some choreography and shit. So she helping the whoa. And we're going to do Push It. And then after that, I got something coming out for Halloween, something real quick, like a little EP, little four joints, five mm-hmm. joints. I'm taking the horror themes, right? Like the Halloween shit, the Freddy, and I'm making songs for women, like killing the pussy. So nobody's nobody's getting killed. Like it's no hardcore, like I'm gonna murder you. Only thing getting murdered is pussy, but it's gonna sound fire. Because I got all these songs, so I got to make this shit make sense.
So what's your process like when you're making your music and you're in the stool?
Oh, that's a good question. Like, I got my process from therapy, right? Because mm-hmm. I was doing therapy, and mm-hmm. the lady was like, she said, you should journal, and you should, like, explain how you feel every day. And I didn't really know how to do that. So I was like, all right, what about if I just make music? She was like, yeah, do that. Duh. So like I just started like instead of journaling every single day for the past 2.5 years, I either make a verse or actual song or a remix or I don't know, like whatever happened that day, whatever I'm literally feeling at the time, I make something. So it just became habit and like I feel like I got more than my 10,000 hours. Like it's just I'm on some other shit. I got the home studio where I do shit every day. And then
what's in your home
every Thursday, yeah. I go to the actual studio. So I substituted the therapy of talking to someone every week and going to the actual physical studio. So now the studio is my actual therapy.
Yeah, the mic is.
So I go to, pause, the studio. So I go to the studio every Thursday, 2 hours. And whatever I was doing throughout the week or whatever, like, because every day I got the home studio, so I'm doing a verse, I'm doing a song, I'm doing something. And then every Thursday, I'll work on that. So every Thursday, I'll either have a new song or a new freestyle or I'm touching up something we did last week for that EP or this album or that. Like, I got a lot of shit.
Bro. So you got a lot in the vault. How long have you been doing that for?
I got a catalog.
Catalog is crazy,
for the past 2.5 years.
Yeah. Weekly, every Thursday.
Yeah.
Same time.
No. Studio, no that. No. I was doing therapy for a year with the lady, called mm-hmm. it and all that, and then Fact. Started doing the verses and all that.
Mm-hmm.
For this past, I want to say probably the past like 6 months,
I've been
going every Thursday and making shit. And sometimes I throw it on the story. Like I'll put like 3 or 4 joints and I'll ask my followers and everybody who's looking, mm-hmm. like, yo, which one should I record today? So it'll be 4 different beats, 4 different freestyles, 4 different verses. And it's like, that was what I did these past 4 days. Because every day I did this one, next day I did that one. So now what am I going to do Thursday? So I try to incorporate people into that shit.
Yeah,
and people be hitting me like, yo, nah, definitely number 3. Or they be like, yo, they all fire, but I like number 1. So I'm like, that's cool. That's a cool way of like, you know,
interacting with the fans. Or people, like, supporters.
With the fans, your friends, like everybody. It's cool. Yeah.
like how do you stay consistent? Because I remember you was talking about like how...
Because feelings are consistent. You feel a different way every day. Like, I could feel like I just met the girl of my dreams one day. And like, I'm on some mad happy. I'm making some shit. I could feel disrespected by a post. Like, this person literally thinks they could fuck with me. And then I'll make some ether type shit. It's like little emotions. Like, you can't... You know what I'm saying?
So well, every
you can't control
different.
Emotions, but... Yeah. I choose to use the emotions and put it in the music and let it dictate that journaling or like whatever the fuck I'm gonna say at the time.
Yeah, I felt that because like emotions are like the weather. They come and go.
Exactly. Just like women and buses.
Yeah. Now you dropping gems, my boy. Yo, how long you been making music for?
I try to drop gems like a clumsy thief. Oh. You got that?
Nah, you lost me.
A clumsy thief. He's dropping all the
chest. Oh! Nah, your lyricism is crazy. And that's what your music is about. It's about feeling happy, dropping gems. Like, you really on, like, no wasted balls at all.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing that, man. I appreciate that. I try. Because it's hard. It's hard to, like, not go over people's head and still be like, oh, you heard what he said? Because a lot of the time, they're not listening to what he said. So it's literally not what you say, is how you say it. Everybody's saying the same shit, but say it in a way that's like, oh.
On some swaggy shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like the formula is get the beat, find your flow, and then the lyrics come right after.
The beat always tells me what to do to it. The beat tells me what to do to it, like literally. Like, I don't know how I'm going to rap to it or what's the idea before, but once I hear the beat, it's like, it starts with the beat, you start moving a little, like, oh. Then the flow and the words, that shit just all, it's almost like someone's like, it's like, it's being given to, it's like, what the fuck? Like, where did that come from? Okay, and then the bars just come. It's like, it's almost like it's not even me. It'd be crazy.
You feel like it's a gift? Like, this is what you're meant to be doing?
God, yeah, it's definitely a gift. It's definitely a gift, because I know it's not one person. It's like, I literally feel like I have ulcers and I have all these different personalities. Like, that's where I feel like the emotions is one day. It's like one person trying to talk to another person. Like, no, let me say that. I got you, son. It's like, chill. Nah, I just want to dance, beat. But then it's like, you know, I feel like I got a lot of, like, different personality traits and shit.
Do they come from, like, your influences?
Definitely. My influence is wild different. Wild different. Because my cousin Monica, right, she raised me.
Yeah.
And she used to listen to freestyle music in the 80s. So, like, Stevie B. And TKA, you know, like crazy shit, right? And then my cousin, Archie, rest in peace, he was a big-time drug dealer, and he thought he was LL Cool J. So he used to listen to that and raw bass. And so I was getting hip-hop and freestyle. And then when her moms would play shit, it was merengue.
Oh, you got that mix.
It's like all this stuff. And I'm like 8, 9 years old. So I'm like, what is all this stuff? And like, once I learned how to put words together, put flows and make shit happen, it's like, come on. Then on top of that, it's the 80s. Eddie Murphy Raw just came out, Delirious. And I'm looking up to my drug dealer cousin. Like, he got all the women. He got cars. He got money. He got jewelry. And this is the stuff he likes. Like, so I started liking it at like 8, 9 years old. So it's like, it's beyond cheat code. Like, the Michael Jackson. I had the toy. I had the little Michael Jackson doll. The toy. He had the toy. He had the jacket on and everything. The influences is like, they come from all different like genres and comedy and music. So I try to throw that shit all in those emotions when I'm putting shit together.
And it's all in the music. You can tell that. That shit for your beats. Like, who makes your beats? Like, where do you get your beats from? They're all like throwbacks.
It's a variety. Sometimes I'm on the low. I haven't been like really promoting that, but sometimes I make it. I make beats too.
Yeah, I seen so you created the Whoa Whoa beat. So you produced that joint.
See, thanks for noticing. Right. When I make the beats, I'm Al Beat the Track Up. That's the producer. But sometimes I make it. Sometimes I got producer friends. My man Ron Black, FOG, or Miguel Corleone. And then sometimes, not often, I just get the YouTube beat. I don't like to get it from YouTube because then everybody got it.
Yeah.
But I like to basically, I guess it's from producers I know or I make it myself.
Basically. And you've been making music since you was 8?
I've been making music for a long time, man. Long time.
You remember like the first songs, the first time in the stool?
The first song I ever recited was LL Cool J, I Need Love. Like, it was like how you do karaoke.
Yeah.
I learned the whole words. And then I performed it for the family on New Year's.
What?
So I was 8 years old. And I was like, when I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. And then everybody was like, oh, the way that everybody looked at me and I had the attention of everyone in the family, I was like, oh, hell yeah. Like, this one through it.
This is what I'm doing.
Audience is like, y'all paying attention to me. Like, I'm already a Sagittarius, so like, I need attention and I need to be like, you know, the life of the party and shit like that. But from 8 years old, I noticed it there. Once everybody, the whole family, the guests, New Year's, in a Puerto Rican household for New Year's, that's the event. So people you know, people you don't know, like there's just mad people there. There's mad people in the house. There's everyone there. So like I performed that shit at like 8. Like when I'm alone in the room sometimes, and the whole party was like, oh, mira este, not cute. Like that's it.
Yeah,
that's it. This is what I'm doing.
This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's it.
Man, I felt like that's important because a lot of people don't find their purpose or like what's their gift. And yeah. It's good that you found that at a young age. And from there, you just
some people can't even find hobbies.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, oh, I love my child. I can't find nothing to do on the side. I knew since 8. Like, this shit right here. Wow. I don't know. Maybe I'm a narcissist. But the attention, I was like, nah, everybody. It didn't matter the age, the man, woman, everyone who was there. I was like, look at him. I'm like, oh, this is different.
And then they've been promoting your music since day one?
I mean, yeah, the family always loved the music, but I wouldn't say they promote it. Like, you know, your friends and family don't really, like, they there for you, but they don't promote your shit. You got to do it. You got to believe in you. At the end of the day, you got to believe. If you don't believe in you, nobody going to believe in you.
That's facts.
So I don't even think about, like, whether they doing this, they doing, like, whatever. Like, the only thing I think I know for sure now is everybody see me. All right? You see me now. I'm outside.
Outside for real. Put in work.
Keep being outside. You're going to see more. You're going to see more and more. Because I got to make all this music make sense, man. I got so much shit. I'm going to start doing features with women. Because the women rappers, like, they making it happen right now. They doing their thing. So I want to start doing features and shit.
Is there a particular artist you want to make music with? Or, like, whatever?
I like Deani Dior.
She was on the podcast.
She's nice. Yeah. We met a couple times. She's nice. I like her.
Yeah, I can see y'all on the track together.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially because y'all both like remix the songs. Like they do like being
her flow. I like her flow. She's nice. Yeah. She's like energy.
Yeah,
we're
energy
too. We're talking about energy, so it's perfect. I feel like it'd be a perfect energy. Nice man. Yeah, I like her shit. The bigger artist, like I like Lady London. She's nice. Like she nice. rap.
Yeah.
And she looks amazing and can rap. So that's like, oh, shit.
Tough duo.
Yeah. Kaya Baby, nice. Kaya, what up? I just met her the other day at the Pastor Oaks. So yeah, she was nice. She was a sweetheart.
All right. So
I mentioned these people, too, by the way, in the song that I'm about to perform.
How do you upload your music? Because I seen your first upload was October 19th, 2021. But you've been doing music since he was 8.
I'm like a loyal person in real life, but with distributors, I'm not loyal at all. I'm like a slut. I told you I got different alters, I got different shit. So I got different distributors, but I like Sounddrop. A little cheat code for people who want to do, like when you want to remake somebody's shit and do a cover and take it and put it out, like I've been doing, like you'd be like, how's he doing Ice Baby and how he got Beyonce Sweet Dreams and how he doing all that? Like, my engineer tried to make a joke. He was like, yeah, because he's putting it out illegally. I'm like, no, man, you put it out as a cover song. You get the cover license. But right now, the best distributor doing that is Sounddrop. They make it, like, mad easy to do a cover song.
So, and it's better than DistroKid and all that?
DistroKid and all that is cool to me because you could unlimitedly, you could just put shit on all the time, whatever. But when I stopped fucking with them, they were like, hey, yo, we taking all your shit down. So I'm like, damn. So if I'm not paying monthly no more, you just take all my unlimited music that I just... So for a year, if I put mad shit out and like now I'm not with you no more, all that shit gets down. You take it down from all the distributors. I didn't like that. So I decided to go with Sounddrop.
That's way better.
Because they take like... I don't want to say the percentages right. I'm not sure. But they take like a little percentage or whatever. Like maybe it's like 70, 30, 80, 20, something like that. But you put out whatever you want for like $1. It's just like 99 cents. Like, go put a song out, 99 cents. Like, you don't need unlimited shit, whatever. Like, too much music is that's overkill. Like, spread it out. Every month, you drop some. Month, it's going to cost you $1 to put it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Relax. That makes sense. So I started messing with Sounddrop, and they make the covers easy. Like, you just put the information, who really wrote the Beyonce song, the writers, the beats, and you could put it out. You could put it on Spotify, and you could get paid for the streams.
Yo, that's game, y'all. Are y'all listening?
Like, and I done did a thong song over. I did Last Christmas. I did Beyonce Sweet Dreams. I did Ice Baby. Like, come on, man. Stop playing. Just put it out the right way as a cover song. And now you own the masters of what you just made. You made a new product, but then you covered something. So they get paid because you made a cover song. But then the real kicker that's crazy, that when I read about it, I was like, what? It's like, you don't need permission. Like, you tell them as a courtesy, like, yo, I'm about to remake your shit. You don't got to, like, you can remake it regardless because you're getting the proper license. So they literally have no say. So I'm like, wow, this is crazy. But all right, you know what I'm saying? Just,
yeah, who put you on to game about that? This is just you doing your research.
This is just fucking the school of YouTube University. Man.
YouTube, like, University. You can learn like, anything on
yeah,
YouTube. That is
like, whatever facts. You're interested in. It's like, you know what? Like, let me look this up. So I wanted to know. And I was like, oh, shit, that's crazy. Because I was watching the Weird Al Yankovic. Like, he had, like, a documentary, a movie, some shit. I was watching his shit. And the show, I was like, how did he get away with that? So the way he got away with taking everybody's stuff is, like, it wasn't a cover song, but he was putting it out as a parody.
Okay, yeah.
So he was like, just
eat it.
I was like, how did it? And then the labels were confused. They were like, how do we do it? So they had to make, like, certain legislation and rules to do certain shit. So I guess that helped with the covers or whatever, but I don't know. So I know that you get a mechanical or a cover license. You got a specific cover license, and then you could cover any song you want. And the cover means, like, you can actually say exactly what they said in your way, or you could make your version, your interpretation.
The G-Mix.
Like, yeah, just keep the song structured the same way, whatever, pay homage, and just do your thing. Just black out. That's what I've been doing. It's been working. And so they realize somebody higher up, I'd be like, yo, you can't do that shit no more. This nigga AP. Then I'll be famous for that. Like, I fucked it up for everybody. But, like, that's what I've been doing. It's been working.
Yeah, that's sauce right there, my boy.
Thank you.
Yo, AB, what's the craziest thing that happened to you at this point in your career?
Craziest? All right, well, the first time I ever been in an actual studio, but this is going back. So this is, like, I want to say, like, 2001, like mad back, right? But it's literally the first time I ever been in the studio. I was working for this messenger job, right? And I would have to deliver the airline tickets from the east side to the west side. And when you pass it from the west side to the east side, you pass the Diamond District and you pass, like, sometimes you see celebrities, rappers. I see a red Corvette. And I look and I'm like, oh shit, it's Wyclef. And it's a red light, so I got time to, like, go up to him, be like, hey, yo, I rap. So I go up to him real quick, I rap, like, he don't blow me off, but he's like, yeah, yo. And he just pulls something out, and he gives me a card. And he's like, I'm in a rush. If you about whatever you talking about, this is where the studio at. And just leave. So I'm like, oh, shit. So I look, I got the card and shit. So now when I go back to the job, I let my boy know, like, yo, when I get lunch, I'm going down a block. I'm going to Wyclef Studio. I got the card, man. So I go over there at lunchtime, and sure enough, they let me up. It's a big, immaculate place. And he put me in the booth. The engineer, Scott, he started throwing beats on and shit. And that was the first time I ever rapped, like, in the studio, in the booth, with beats playing and saying and hear how my voice sounded and all that. Because I used to just rap, like, you know, in the street.
Freestyle.
Or we had the Panasonic radio. And we would just play beats.
Mm-hmm.
Or we had, like, a little bullshit karaoke where you would just, like, rap to the tape deck. Like, I never was in a studio until I met Wyclef in the early 2000s. And he put me in the stool.
Man, that was your first time paying your voice. First time. Recorded all that.
Yeah, first time. And he told me what the crew used to tell me, what everybody told me. He was like, damn, you sound like Big L. Because that's when I was rapping. Like, yeah. I saw you earlier. Like, I was into my shit.
He was like,
yo, you sound like Big L, man. But I was wet behind the ears, so I didn't have no demo. I didn't have no nothing. And he was focused on City High and all that shit. So it was like, you know, I had to learn, you know, on my own. But that was great. Like, he put me in the studio. That was the first time I was ever in the studio, early 2000s, for like 43rd Street in the West Side, down by like 8th Avenue.
I feel like from that point, everything changed? Like, your perspective on the game was like, nah.
Yeah, everything. I was like, I got to take this shit more seriously. I got to start going to the studio. So that's when I started going to the studio, literally. After that, I started going to the physical, actual studios and getting engineers and since then.
So you've been making music, like, recording since the 2000s.
I told you I've been rapping since I was like eight.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been doing this shit for a long time, learning shit along the way. Alter egos, changing shit, changing moods, changing the way the sound, all that.
What's the biggest gem you learned? Like, the biggest gem someone, like, ever told you, or you learned from your experiences?
Well, I started learning that it's like, you can't take this shit like no other job. You know how you go in jobs, you have work friends and like, oh, they're cool, whatever. A lot of the people, when you're doing music, they're not really cool with you. You're not really friends. You're trying to, they're trying to get the same thing you're trying to get. So they'll act like they're friends, but it's real grimy. This, a lot of this shit is grimy. And I'm not like that at all. Like, I'm just like, I'm a Sagittarius. Like, I'm like, everybody want to chill, be around me. But I've been learning a lot of shit. Like, ooh, that was some grimy shit. So I would say, like, you know, everybody ain't your friend.
I wanted to know, you promote Bayside a lot. What's Bayside?
Oh, good fucking question, man. I forgot that. That's my merch. That's my...
That's your merch, too?
That's my Marvel. That's my Marvel universe. That's my, you know, my alternate reality. It's a way of living. It's Bayside. It goes in, it connects to the Wobo and all that. I got a website. That's the merch. I got clothing. It's the drip, basically. Bayside's the drip. Like, on my song where I remade the Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby, I explain, like, come to Bayside, chill with the player, get with the program, don't be a hater. So it's like everything. It's everything we mentioned, everything we talked about, the models, the going outside, the doing shit with or without others, the believing in yourself, the looking good, feeling good, like, all of that. It's Bayside. It's like, it's a way of living. So I got the website right now, BaysideDrip.com. But it's not Bayside like B-A-Y. It's Bayside like B-A-E. Bay. So BAEside.com. And you get the hoodies, you get the t-shirts, the hats. You know what I'm saying? Merch, support. Support looking good, feeling good, man.
Okay. And that's all connected together.
And it's all connected. Yeah, it's all inspired by the motto of WoWo and A.B. Slater and... You know what I'm saying? Just doing you and believing in you.
How did you get your rapper name? Like A.B. Slater?
That, I can't take 100% credit for that, right? My boy Black Morris. What up, Black Morris, my nigga? So he came up with some shit like he's Black Morris. He switched it up and shit. And then I started doing music with him and shit. And I was like, all right, I want to, let me, how do I incorporate myself in this shit? So I was like, all right, so instead of A.C. Slater, I'm going to be A.B. Slater. And then I just started running with more shit and just tell you, oh, wait, I got more. And like, when we do shit together, it should be Slayed by the Bell. And then Bayside, I just took the whole shit. He was like, all right, enough. You're killing it. I don't even want to do it. So he do shit here and there. But like now, it's just, that shit just became my shit. That's my baby. I'm A.B.
A.B.
I got the whoa. Come to Bayside.
How do women affect your music?
Women affect all my music because they affect emotions. Unfortunately, you can control some emotions and some you can't, but I try to just throw all that into the music. So whatever I'm dealing with or trying to deal with or wanting to manifest or whatever I'm doing like that, I throw that into the music. So it'll control the music. Like, they don't stop me from doing it or not doing it, but it inspires it and it makes it, you know, it helps with the music, basically.
Yeah, influences.
Yeah, definitely. That's basically AB. That's what I'm into. I'm into tequila, women, weed, and good times, good vibes, and have like that's it. That's the whole.
That's the movement.
That's Bayside. That's the whole shit. If you into that, you gonna love my music. That's it.
You got like, that feel good music.
Yeah, you just want to feel good. We don't got long. We don't, you know what I'm
saying? Your lyrics, too. You go crazy with your lyrics. Like,
yeah, I actually care. Yeah, I'm not one of those like, oh, I don't care. You say whatever. Like, I care about the craft from what I told you. It's from the 80s. So, like, I've been through all of those eras of 90s rap and all where shit mattered. And if somebody wrote your shit or not, like, that was frowned upon if you had a ghost right now. It's like, oh, it's like they highlight that it's not a ghost, though. They mention, like, no, that guy, he wrote that for him. It's like, oh, yeah, oh, cool. He's a good writer. Like, no, like, I'm not, fuck out of here. But that becomes too not good vibe. And it's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You're not a party. That's kill. So I had to get rid of all that. And that was, like, where AB came was just happy. So none of that matters. Just have fun, whatever.
Right.
But I could get lyrical if we need to be, and I could get like mad, like on the backpack shit, and like, nah, man, bars matter. Like everything is a bar, but nobody want to go bar for bar. They want to hear shit. Got to be catchy little things that the little kids can hear, and they hear it over and over, and they like it. I understand now. I didn't understand before. I understand now.
What made you understand? Like, what hit? Where you like, I got to switch it up.
Watching and analyzing and looking at the game and looking more like. And YouTube and looking at things like this and podcasts and getting information from people that's actually doing it. And then, like, I seen something where they were talking about human psychology. And they were like, yes, it's like you really need to make... They were saying you need to make songs in 40 words. I'm like, a whole song in 40 words, my nigga? Like, how the... Like, But yes, it's like it's been proven, like humans say, like with ADD and people don't pay attention, shit like that. 40 words or less, even less. And they making songs like that. And I'm like, wow. So I need to, like, if I want to get something that hit or something where actually people know me at a larger scale, I need to make something like that. So I just started toning everything down. Be happy, do the little dance, do the look cool. Yeah, just bright. Yeah. Like them sound, I'm trying to do with orange, like what Cameron did with pink. What up, killer? So basically that's it, man. Cause orange is a happy color. Right? So I want to exude happy energy, look good, feel good while you can. And that's basically it, man. There's not a person I've met in the last 2.5 years that didn't tell me, like, yo, they always tell me I like your energy. They didn't say, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like your energy. I ain't hear that from nobody. Like, I always hear, like, yo, I love your energy, man. You know? I just want to keep it that way. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's the brand.
Exactly. That's the brand. Good energy, good times, good vibes, good dick. Like, now, pause. Pause. That tequila that's starting to hit. Like, I was called you. Now it's starting to hit. I'm gonna have to find something to get into.
Yeah, now definitely fun and vibes. So I wanted to know, what do you see yourself? Like, what's the end goal?
The end goal, that's a good question. I don't really have no end goal because you know how it'd be like, I can't stop, won't stop. Forever. Like, I mean, not the end goal, but the goal is definitely to be more expanded as a brand, like more people. I want to see people wearing the merch. I want to see people knowing the songs. I want to go pack out an arena. I want, you know what I'm saying? I see people shows, like I see like Russ. Like Russ is a big, like.
Yeah, independent artist.
Yeah. But I noticed that he's really, really big in like India. Like
a worldwide type shit. Worldwide.
Yeah. I look like I'm from there. I'm like, why can't I do that? Like, I could do that. Like, yeah.
Why so, not you, facts?
Exactly. So I'm like, damn, that's an inspiration. Those crowds be like, wow. So I'm like.
So now you're not even trying to just be popping in New York or the U.S. Course, you're talking about worldwide. Of course
worldwide. Not. Come on, man. The whole world could whoa, whoa. And the whole world should whoa. Like, come on. So yeah, basically, I just see expanding and expanding, pause. Bigger and bigger, pause.
So how are you going to expand? Like, what steps are you doing right now?
I'm going to do what I keep doing. I'm going to keep going outside. I'm going to keep making more songs. I'm going to keep, like I told you, the goal now is to
do features, features
with the woman. You know, be more like, just more outside. More. The more you see me, the more you realize, like, oh, all right, that's not just a little move. Like, he say shit, resonate. Look good, feel good.
Tell me, with or without others?
Without others. Like, exactly.
Bayside.
We're going to shine together or I'm going to shine by myself. But it's always going to be shining going on, basically.
And that's powerful. That is powerful. Just because you don't need a lot of people around you.
Oh, man.
You're going to do it because you want to do it and you feel like that's my gift, that's my purpose.
And I'll be feeling like I'm the life of the party wherever I enter. So I'm entering with the party or I'm entering into the party. So it's like, it's going to be a party. If I come through, it's going to be a party. That's the vibes.
AB, thank you for dropping them gems.
No doubt.
We reached that time on the podcast where it's time to play 5 Words with Angel. First, a shout out to the sponsors, OTW Threads, BJ's Photography, and Attitude 110. Now, with 5 Words with Angel, I'm gonna say a word, phrase, or question. You're gonna give me the first word that pops up in your head. You ready, sir? Let's do it. First word, East Harlem.
El Barrio.
Yes, sir. Whoa, whoa.
A.B. Slater.
Bayside.
A.B. Slater.
Zaza.
Good. Good, 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 good shit. Well, you said one word.
Yeah, no phrase. That's valid.
Yeah, good, good.
And last one, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, the motherland of the Taino Indians, and that's A.B. Slater's bloodline.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Thank you for playing.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you want to drop a gem or a message to our artists, look into this camera.
Just believe in yourself and whoa-whoa. Whoa-whoa as in the energy of doing the dance, and whoa-whoa literally as in do it with or without others. But mainly just believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, nobody is.
So how can people tap in with you? What's your social media, your website?
IG, at Real A.B. Slater. The website is abslaterrelated.com. The drip is Bayside Drip. Bay, like B-A-E, side drip. I don't know why I'm going like this. This is Armani. But still, it's drip. And basically, that's it, man. Just believe in yourself. Tap in. IG, at Real A.B. Slater.
Yo, AB, thank you for coming on the podcast, my brother. Yo,
thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Sure. Stay tuned, everybody. My boy about to perform live. Make sure y'all follow us on YouTube, Spotify. Shout out to the sponsors, OTW Threads, BJ's Photography, and Attitude on 10. Thank you. Yo, follow me on Instagram at Suave Inspires. Te quiero, La Vega y Ue. Live from the Angel Awards studio, we have A.B. Slater performing Dreams.
As I sit back, relax, steam the guys, drink tequila, and think of how I wanna smash some of these rap divas. Ain't trying to catch a case, cause some of them look young. Tell her stop taking pictures, always sticking out a tongue. I'm a freak, the Ani Dior look like an issue. She a problem, little mama looking official. And talking about official, where should I begin? That little princess full of melanin, breezy wind. She look like the type, before you kiss her, you caress her face. Yeah, she look good, she could get it like yesterday. Scar lip, got a fatty, that shit jiggle. I wonder when she give top, does it tickle? I'll take Kaya, baby, damn, without thinking twice. Yeah. I do my move on Ice Spice. Them trademark girls is family, they like sis. But if they damn with the threesome, it be incest. Whoa. Dreams about New York City rap chicks. I'm obsessing, manifesting. Dreams about New York City rap chicks. I'm obsessing, manifesting. Dreams about New York City rap chicks. I'm obsessing, manifesting dreams about New York City rap chicks. I'm just playing, but I'm saying. Lola Brooke look tiny, don't wanna break her. Lady London look delicious, wanna taste her. K Goddess look like one, she got it. Melly looking like the queen of the projects, and I could be her project king. Little vibrant things, my stroke will make her hit the eye and sing. They moan and hit notes when I slide in things, reaching for the sheets like they climbing things. The real stunner Dior, I be all on her walls. I perform too, she'll give me a round of applause. Dream doll doing her thing, but she can't be one. That's my homie's daughter, she make me wish that I had a son. So he could hit it, they all could get it. None of these rappers safe. Male rappers getting washed, female rappers getting played. Dreams about New York City rap chicks. I'm obsessing, manifesting. Dreams about New York City rap chicks. I'm obsessing, manifesting. Dreams about New York City rap chicks. I'm obsessing, manifesting. Dreams about New York City rap chicks. I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of loving these New York City rap chicks. You already know what it is, and no disrespect. That was your boy, A.B. Slater. Follow him on all the streaming platforms. Shout out to Suave for holding it down on the podcast. I was a little sick. You know what the vibes are. Costume changes, everything. Yo, we're not playing here on the Angel of Words podcast. You know what it is. At Angel of Words ENT. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel.